It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She's over there. I'm guessing Switzerland, but I could be wrong. Anything's possible. Hi, Mirella. How are you? Where are you?
Hi. Yes, in Switzerland again. Talking about extreme weather that we are having in Europe since a few weeks, a few months. I think it was interesting to have this conversation because we were used to hear about the wildfires in California, in Australia, but definitely a little bit less in Europe. And it looks that after having had some countries absolutely desperate of having too much water, too much rain, flooding and catastrophes of all kind because of the water, we are also having the other opposite in the south of Europe with wildfires. It is becoming very extreme, and there is no other way to put it. It is not a regular weather or something that we have been used to have in our countries, even the one in the south of our continent. I'm going to take the last events. One of them is happening right now in Algeria. All of those fires seem to be due to, unfortunately, a human arsonist, and the intensity of the fires now are so that Algeria need eventually international help. It's of course, everything is very, very dry because temperatures have gone and are still going to go this week up to 116 to 117 degrees. Usually these kind of very hot temperatures are heat waves lasting a couple of days, but we are talking more about a couple of weeks and no rain at all. In Algeria, to come back to the country, they have already 17 civilians dead, and as well as 25 military people who were helping. They have also people with very serious burns, but they have been luckily able to save at least 100 people. Very dramatically also, animals are dying, which are animals that are essential to the life of the people living in those parts of Algeria. And they are having really big difficulties to stop the wildfires. There is also a need for medical supplies in the hospitals and a lot of anger from people having the feeling that not enough is being done. For example, asking for international help. They need urgently firefighting plates, like Canadairs or vehicles or even firefighters to help overcome this situation. On the legal level, the interior minister is of the opinion that because arsonists are the reason, the cause for this environmental and human disaster, he Says that in his opinion, 50 fires, 50 wildfires beginning basically simultaneously is not is very unlikely without some kind of a human interference. And that is also the reason why the Algerian government would like to arrest more people. A few have been arrested already, and they are working on increasing the jail time for arsonists to up to 30 years or even lifetime if people have died in the fire. This is this shows one more time that also water is a very precious good, and this is something that Greece is also experiencing. As you all know, the second largest island of Greece, Euboea, which is also called the Evia Island, has had a massive wildfire. People have had to evacuate the island on boats, on ferries, very spontaneously. It has been absolutely devastating also on the Peloponnese, and the European Union, as a matter of fact, helped a lot. Every single country helped by sending many airplanes, I think like 20 airplanes, more than 200 vehicles, and many firefighters to help deal with the situation. One has also to realize for such an island in Greece that they live mostly from tourism, and that considering already the past year with the COVID-19 situation, this summer was absolutely essential for Greece to welcome tourists in order to earn enough money to basically go through the next year. That's also one of the reasons why it was very easy, or it is very easy, for example, for American tourists to travel to Greece. In that specific island, they have had above 500 fires in 8 days. This has been an incredible challenge. There is no question that they were ill prepared, and that's also the reason why people in Greece, as well as also in Turkey, as are very upset. And the destruction is so intense on an environmental scale, of course, because of all the destruction, but also on an human scale, because hundreds of people have lost everything they had. And it's always very questionable to know if the government is going to be able, it's not even only the will to help, but is the government going to be able to help so many people at once to rebuild what has taken probably a lifetime to build. Greece, Turkey, those are not the only countries. We have also Creta, we have Italy, and we even have wildfires in Siberia with smoke basically reaching the North Pole. A lot of trees, of forests have been destroyed. Concerning Italy, for example, this week the temperatures are going to go so high that most big cities in Italy are going to be on what they call the red list. They are going to reach 117 degrees. It is dangerous, not only for vulnerable people, but also for very healthy people if precautions are not taken. And that means, for example, staying out of the sun in the main hours of the day. The main regions that are also concerned with wildfires are the island of Sardinia, Sicily, and the regions of Calabria and Puglia, and a few others. They have had to also fight with wildfires, many more as they are used to fight. This shows definitely that we are taking a turn for the worst. We have had in Switzerland, in Germany, in Austria, in Netherlands, so much water, more than I can actually remember in my lifetime. And the countries in the south are basically fighting with temperatures that become even dangerous for healthy people. It is, without going into the very complex issues of climate and environmental changes, it is fair to say that some major changes are taking place in a shorter amount of time, or at least in a time where I believe we all thought that it would not happen so so fast. But the reality is here, and the people who are facing those difficulties are also here to witness and to basically have and live through the consequences of those climate changes.
Thank you very much, Marilla Rostorfer, over there.
My pleasure.